And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 20th of October, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet Arthur Rimbaud, born in Charleville, France, in 1854, who had odd habits of taking off his clothes and shouting obscenities in public, which tended to put people off. But everyone agreed that he was a genius as a poet. Started publishing when he was 16, and when he was 19, he gave it up and took off to wander around the world. Wrote letters to his family, but never wrote another poem. It's the birthday of the satirist Art Buchwald, born Mount Vernon, New York, 1925. Art Buchwald, who said, "If you attack the establishment long enough and hard enough, they will make you a member of it." It's the birthday of the poet Robert Pinsky, Long Branch, New Jersey, 1940. Parents wanted him to be an optician, but he chose to go to college, the first one in his family to do so. Robert Pinsky, who said, "I think that if an audience for any art is having a good time, they are willing to suspend the need for comprehension for a while. That's part of the pleasure. And if it doesn't sound good, it is boring, even if we understand it. That's the trouble with a lot of boring art. You understand the stupid cop show or the tedious sitcom gag too soon and too completely. Same for the stupid middlebrow poem." It's the birthday of the man who designed St. Paul's Cathedral in London, Christopher Wren, the architect, born in East Noyle, England, 1632. He also knew about medicine and mechanics. He was a brilliant mathematician and astronomer and a philosopher. And he had very good manners, Christopher Wren, and he especially disliked swearing. When he was overseeing the construction of St. Paul's, he issued an edict that any laborer who was heard taking the Lord's name in vain would be dismissed from the job. Here's a poem for today by Carrie Fountain entitled "Want." The wasps outside the kitchen window are making that thick, unraveling sound again, floating in and out of the bald head of their nest, seeming not to move while moving, and it has just occurred to me, standing, washing the coffee pot, watching them hang loosely in the air, thin wings, thick, elongated abdomens, sad, down-pointing antennae, that this is the heart's constant project, this simple learning how to hold hopelessness and hope together, to see on the unharmed surface of one the great scar of the other, and to recognize both and to make something of both, to desire everything and nothing at once, and to desire it all the time, and to contain that desire fleshly in a body, to wash it and rest it and feed it, to learn its name and from whence it came, and to speak to it, most of all, to speak to it every day, saying to one part, "Well, maybe this is all you get," while saying to the other, "Go on, break it open, let it go." "Want," a poem by Carrie Fountain from her collection Burn Lake, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. Produced by Joy Biles with Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.